So hi, so I'm here to talk about the search for cross-comparing in young stellar systems. So this is a follow-up for the VLT Neco imaging survey published by Lafreny et al. In 2008 that led to the discovery of 30 binaries and, six tribals. So we picked the tightest binary in order to have the highest gravitational interaction for a possible other companions, with the goal of searching for like tighter binaries that seem to be like less common in those kind of region, and also to investigate the long-term stability of multiples of young age. The sample is made of like 17 tight binaries, as you can see. The separation for most of them is less than one arcsecond, and here you see separation versus difference in magnitude in the H band of those stars. They are in the chameleon one region that explains the chameleons in the first slide. And then, so the stars here are the triple system that I put twice. So I put both the separation and difference in magnitude of the tighter and the wider system. We observed them with Cryres at VLT, and we used the long slit mode and placed a slit on both the components and used the telluric lines as a simultaneous wavelength reference. So the claimed precision for this kind of wavelength reference can go down to 5 to 10 meters per second, but not for our stars for sure, unfortunately. Okay, I will skip the spectral extraction. You can come either talk to me or see the poster, and these are some of the results. So those are the spectra of the primary and of the secondary, and here you can see the radial velocity. So as I said, our precision is not as good as we hoped for, so we have an error of about 100 to 300 meters per second, though for some nice cases, we can go down to 40, 50.
1 minute.
Yes, thanks. And okay, so again, using the telluric lines, we reached a precision of about 100 to 300 meters per second, and we didn't find any additional companions, though we are performing like a second reduction and a further analysis of the data to check, especially because extraction process is pretty complicated. But if this null detection is confirmed, our precision would allow us to constrain the population of companions down to a of masses. Thank you.
Thank you very much.